Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. With great joy, we bow down, Lord, and we want to praise your name. We want to thank you. We want to exalt you. We want to just cry out to you in praise and adoration. Lead us this morning by your Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, going through these Psalms of Ascents, we've come to the middle one today. There are 15 of them, and we've had seven, so number 8, I believe, is the middle one, 7 on each side. And I just want to read the first verse of the last 7, 8 that we have had, and just see how the Spirit would speak to you and see what you note from the first verses of these Songs of Ascents. Verse 1 of Psalm 120, "In my distress I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.' Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our lives look to the Lord our God, until he has mercy on us. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but which abides forever. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build us." So I think you all would have recognized and noticed that there are two words in every one of those, and that is the Lord. That is the Yahweh. That is the Jehovah God. And if you have the Lord in the center of everything, you're in good shape. If you don't, you're not. But today we look at really a psalm here that it has in my Bible of Solomon. In some Bibles it says for Solomon. I really think that probably David wrote this for his son Solomon. And the reason I say that is that this is all about building. And Solomon was the son who would build, would he not? He was the builder of the temple. And regardless of whether it is entitled for Solomon or to Solomon or even entitled to Solomon at all, this is really to the Lord. And as we look at it, we see the importance of the Lord being in everything. No matter what we do, think, or whatever, we will never reach the full potential without the Lord that is available with the Lord. So as we look at this, this is divided up into a little, just 5 verses. But it begins with a builder, unless the Lord builds the house. So I think of the temple being built by Solomon, as David could not build that temple because of his bloody hands. He was a man of war. But whether it's Solomon or whoever else was the man involved, it's nothing in the man. It is who builds a house, unless the Lord builds the house. They labor in vain. We're going to have vain in here 3 times in the first couple of verses here. And that means uselessness or really destruction. You've got destruction if you don't have the Lord with you. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. unless the Lord guards the city. And now we're getting to the city and we're getting to the security. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Isn't that a good one? I don't know what you think about burglar alarms. I think they're probably good if you like them, but the real protection is not the burglar alarm, it's the Lord, is it not? Unless the watchman stays awake in vain, or unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And then verse 2, this is good for all of us. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. There's a lot in that verse. Now the context here is, some of us are so busy, we think we can't sleep because we've got to get up and do something. And then we can't even go to bed at night because we haven't gotten everything done. We might squeeze another couple of bucks out of this day if I work another hour or whatever. And we end up eating breads of sorrow because our body isn't rested. And we're filled with worry and anxiety. We're never going to get everything done. But the last line says, for so, or that for is put in by the translators. I think it's better without it myself. But so, he, the Lord, gives his beloved sleep. Now, when's the last time you totally forgot that last line? You're awake this morning. 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or whatever it was, and you couldn't sleep. You were all wrapped up in some problem or some this or that or worry. That's not going to do any good at all. Give it to the Lord, right? Lord, you take it. Lord, you take it. Lord, you take it. And how much do I love the Lord? Is he my beloved? Says he gives his beloved sleep. Isn't that great? You know, when you're resting in the Lord, you sleep like a baby. When you're resting apart from the Lord, you can't even sleep. So you can be the own barometer of your night's rest and how many times you wake up or whatever. You know, I've said it before. One of the things I liked about travel was jet lag, because I'd wake up often and then you could just spend time with the Lord, right? And you miss all that if you just sleep all the way through. Oh, yeah, it's easy for you to say. You know, you ought to see. Once I wake up, I can't get back to sleep. Well, trust in the Lord. He gives his beloved sleep. Verse 3. Now we get to the last three verses here are about children. So this is about builders. It's about children. It's about the Lord, really. Behold, children are a heritage or an inheritance from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, and I guess you can take that either way. It's a reward from the Lord, and it's a reward to the Lord. The fruit of the womb, children, are a reward. They are what? Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, or in hands of a mighty warrior, really is the right translation of that, I think. Because, you know, you see some of these World War II movies or documentaries, and you see how the Germans brought out their Tiger tanks, and they could outshoot the Sherman tank. And so what they could do great damage, because the shorter range tank couldn't fire bullets that even get to the target, right? And so I see a mighty warrior here. A mighty warrior is going to be able to put that arrow a lot further than a less mighty warrior, right? Just think of if you're up against an army with arrows and they can outshoot you, that's not a very good place to be, is it? So here it says, the fruit of the womb is a reward. Many sons, in other words, it's going to say here, are like arrows in the hands of a mighty warrior. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak in their enemies. They shall speak with their enemies in the gate. So what I think that is saying there is young, well brought up sons are good to have around. They're very protective. And of course, in this culture, maybe, you know, you didn't rely on guns. They didn't have guns then. And it was good to be strong, right? Good to have some strong guys around. And even in our culture, it's good to have some young, strong men around, isn't it? And they really, you see their strength so much when you get old, because you can't, you know, you got a 50-pound bag now, you can hardly lift it. In the old days, 50 pounds, I mean, it was like nothing. And the young guys, they carry two or three bags, right? And I'm struggling with one. But they shall not be ashamed, but shall speak in the gate. The gate is the place you want to occupy in the city, because that's kind of a control entry into the city. And you would like to have some intelligence there in talking and speaking, as opposed to just brute force, right? You see your enemy coming and all you want to do is fight them, right? Well, there may be another way without firing an arrow, right? You could speak to them, right? So here we say, shall speak with their enemies in the gate. So we see here, the whole thing is, unless the Lord is in everything you do, you're going to have vanity, vain, useless waste in that. And you can't accomplish without Him what you can accomplish with Him. And we say, yeah, I know that. And then you look back, what caused you problems last week? Or what caused you problems yesterday? Or when's the last time you got in a real kind of a jam? And what did you do? When you woke up last night or a night before and you couldn't get back to sleep, what did you do? Did you fret? Did you worry? One of the things I'm a little bit I guess get a spiritual check when I have people asking for prayer. And the first thing and the second thing is, I'm so worried, I'm so worried, I'm so worried. Well, I don't think the worry's going to do you any good at all. Why don't you just pray to the Lord, and why don't you just think about loving Him and how much He loves you, and not be worried about whatever this thing is, because your worry isn't going to accomplish anything. But He will. Turn it over to Him, right? And don't be a Jacob necessarily by turning it over to Him and then take it back again, you know. Lord, protect me. Now, by the way, I'm going to get all these committees. We're going to put the cattle over here and the cattle over here and all this stuff, so we'll have another way out if we need it, you know. Give it to Him and then listen to Him for what you're supposed to do. Then that's what we want, right? We want the Lord involved. Father, we thank You for these Psalms, and we thank You for the clear teaching in them to us. And do we have You in everything in our life, Lord, in every hour of every day and in everything we do? Are You in it? We know You want to be in it, and You put Your Spirit in us. So we have like a third of the Trinity with us all the time. Are we aware of that? Are we coming to You, Holy Spirit, at all? Are we just kind of saying, yeah, the Spirit's there, but we don't really tap into Your power? Are we trying to do things in our strength when we know the Scripture says, not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord? Oh, help us, Lord. Help us to do our best and commit the rest, really. And may that committing to You be central in everything that we do, think. And may we honor You and praise You. So lead us this morning as we have this opportunity together, and redeem the minutes ahead, this part of an hour ahead, and just quietly wait on You or pray as the Spirit would give You utterance. So thank You, Lord. Thank You for these precious brothers and sisters who so faithfully come. And here we are in one accord, all wanting to please You and wanting to honor You, wanting to thank You. Lead us now in this time.
I wanted to kind of call your attention to building once again. My hope is built on nothing less. What is your hope built on? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Let's stand and sing this song, if we may. Thank you.
hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ
Thank you for meeting us here this morning. And we do want to pray the model prayer as we look forward to your return. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.